I'm joined now by Mark Griffiths. Mark got in touch as he would like to share his own experience of lockdown. Can you believe, Mark, it is 12 months since that all began? It's a strange old year.
It is. 2020 has just completely gone for me. It's gone with the blink of an eye. It's gone very fast.
Just tell us a little bit about yourself, because you didn't have any sight loss until fairly recently.
That's right. It was, you could say a normal life. It was very much working environment. And in 2018, I lost my right eye first through a retina detachment. And then a year later, unfortunately, I lost my left eye with exactly the same issue regarding a retina detachment. And that was in 2019, August 2019.
Well, that's unfortunate. And you'd been working for Rolls-Royce. You'd quite a high-flying job taking you around the world.
Yes, working with such a high quality employer like that, enjoyed every second of it. It took me, like you said, around the world and within the UK as well. And I could see myself being there right to retirement, actually.
What age are you, if you don't mind us asking you?
Yes, I'm 48 now. So I still had many years to go.
So when you fully lost your sight, it was only 5 months after that lockdown began.
Yeah, well, for myself, because it was completely out of the blue, it was very difficult to accept, not able to see people's faces. And I just felt more of a hindrance, and especially breaking many, many glasses. You just feel useless. And I went to a very dark place, I'll be honest, within a good few months, that I just felt absolutely useless and I didn't know where to go. I was completely lost. But once I accepted the loss of sight, I started to try and get out of my comfort zone, trying to push myself, doing simple things. I mean, and I'm sure some of the listeners can appreciate this, just buttering toast. Making toast was very difficult for me, which could take absolutely ages. The toast would be cold before I could eat it. And God knows how much butter would be either on the work surface or on the plate. But just from tackling that and taking each day as it comes, you do get out of your comfort zone and push those boundaries. Now, as unfortunately, because I was in a dark place in 2019, just previous to lockdown and COVID-19, I started to find Mark, let's say, again, roughly in January time, where I could manage to try and get outside and, like I say, push those boundaries. Now, with lockdown coming, that restricted me completely.
So wind forward to March 2020. You're still really new to sight loss and adjusting.
Yes.
What has lockdown been like for you?
Lockdown has been extremely difficult. I've found it even being more restricted than normal, because I moved from the Midlands to Yorkshire not so long ago, just after I lost my sight. I didn't know the area. So lockdown restricted me, especially when they put 1 hour, as they called it, exercising. Now, for me, I used that 1 hour to try and understand the map or the pavements within my area. So it wasn't exercise for me. It was literally just trying to understand. And we're only talking probably about 20 paces, really, before anxiety set in. Wasn't too sure where I was and had to make my way back just to make sure I didn't lose the house. So lockdown did restrict me massively regarding where I could have asked for help. I couldn't. It was very much on my own. It's also because I want to push the boundaries. I want to, you know, do and push myself. I contacted the guide dogs. Now, unfortunately, that's also had an impact. I've had to wait and not be assessed yet. Now, normally it should take approximately 2 years. Some people wait more, some people wait less. But at the moment, that's a big question mark. I'm not sure when that will come. You do feel restricted within what you have. And I understand why. I understand what the government have done.
RNIB have played a big part in helping you get to where you are today.
Yes, if it wasn't for RNIB, I don't think I'd have this positive attitude. They have helped me when I lost my job in 2020. They helped me legally to see where I stood. They helped me find Mark again, I will say, regarding talking books, regarding benefits, what I could claim, tax relief, etc. So they have a complete world of where they can help. And one of the things I've always wanted to do is play a guitar, and it's something I never got around to. And rather than just sitting there and getting bored of Netflix and various other music stations, you do get a little bit bored. Now, the guitar has helped me find another route of myself, and I could just lose myself for many hours just strumming the guitar. Now, the R&IB has certainly helped me in a massive way regarding offering me learn by ear CDs. They have been a complete block for me to get back to my own life.
What are you looking forward to most coming out of lockdown, Mark?
I'm looking forward to people's attitude really being more positive. I know I'll use mental health for an example. A lot of people previously probably didn't appreciate or understand mental health, but I think because now we've all experienced isolation and had a little bit of experience of mental health, I just feel that's going to open up now to people who have got issues and people to be more understanding and that within the workplace and friends and family and helping each other, really. But that's what I'm looking forward to.
Is there anything that would help you personally as we come out of lockdown?
The 2 meter space is always an issue, especially when I go to shops. I have hit many a people, either with my stick or with my shoulder. People are either getting their products and I'm walking into them. I really have no idea regarding the space awareness, and that itself I am probably looking forward to, again, is people not tutting at me, let's say, because I'm infringing in the 2 meter rule. So yeah, that'll be a relief, really. It's something I haven't got to worry about going forward.
What does the future hold for you, Mark?
I would like to get back into work. Unfortunately, like I said, I was made redundant, and it wasn't due to my disability. It was purely to COVID-19. I am a working person. I love to get my hands dirty, keep my mind active. So yes, I would love to get back into work, but I'm feeling quite positive.
Well, it's been brilliant chatting with you, Mark. Thanks very much for sharing your story with us. Thanks for talking to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much, and thank you to your listeners.
We've adjusted as much as possible to the daily challenges the pandemic has created, but some of the more visual safety measures, like social distancing and changes to the environment, are going to continue to be major barriers to independence and confidence. As lockdown eases, we've got services and resources to help rebuild any lost confidence, and we're calling on the public and businesses to maintain the space. Be patient, be helpful. To access support or information, please phone the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999.